Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Divine Mind Tribe Radio. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to assist you in living a happier lifestyle. Because at the end of the day, guys, that's what it's all about. I'm your host, Dave. DB Dave, call me whatever you want. I am you. You are me, and I catch y'all I can, as the great Maya would say. Greetings and blessings. Blessings. I like bliss. Blessings. I just found this out, guys. Check this out. Blessings, right? Bless. If you break it down, it's be less. Be less. Someone pointed that out to me the other day. Be less. I was like, what? That's crazy. And then they started having this whole conversation about, Gregorian, information being manipulated. And certain words that have such great power. As we all know, words have tremendous power. What we speak, how we speak them, the intention in which we speak them. So the intention is powerful. So when you say bless you, blessings to you guys. The intention is always to wish you only the best in life. But when my dear friend pointed this out, it got me thinking. I was like, oh, that's interesting, right? Whether or not it's true. And I haven't even come to my own conclusion. I don't know whether it's true or not. But it's all based off the vibe, all based off the feeling there. So I decided I'm going to say blessings. So blessings to you guys. Welcome to today's show. We have a very, very fun and exciting show for you guys today. Because once again, that's what life's all about. Finding the excitement in things. Finding things that we can focus our energy towards. Invest our time, resources, energy, thought, action into and towards to assist us in manifesting and creating a better, more beautiful life for us and for ourselves. So within this show, and excuse my beautiful two-year-old in the back, I'm in this quarantine created, I think I mentioned last show before last, put up some foam here in one of the rooms in our house. And yeah, foam still isn't thick enough. She still has a higher pitch to get even through that. So I think that's why they don't allow babies in recording studios. No. Oh, man. Today's show is based on focusing excitement in a momentous direction. What do I mean by that? Focusing excitement in a momentous direction. I wrote that down. Now, I heard that exact, those words precisely, those exact lines. I heard from one of the great speakers I always talk about and I always listen to, Abraham Hicks. So during these times, there's been a lot of the spiritual and conscious lifestyle coaches and teachers that have been telling us this is the time of great change. You know, this is the time of great transformation. This is the time where we are being forced to choose which version of the multiverse of parallel Earths, parallel vibrations in consciousness that we choose to invest in. And when I say invest, I'm not just talking fiscally or monetarily. I'm talking energetically, talking with your thoughts, with your words, with your action. That's everything we talk about here on the show because, hey, you can word it in any way you want. You can take from any philosophical belief system or platform or foundation, pull from that, and it all comes and stems down to the same principles of unconditional love, of the power of self, the power of thought, the power of intention. The last, I would say, solid few months of Divine Mind Tribe Radio, we've been sharing a lot of information about how to maintain joy and happiness. And then we've gone into shows on how to exercise that joy and happiness. We've also had shows that revolve around how to define that happiness, that excitement, that drive, that passion, especially during these times when life is changing and things are being taken away. The day-to-day amenities that we have accessible to us are altering, are changing. Whether it's you have less of them or more of them, depending on who you are, where you are, and how you allow these certain circumstances to affect your life. So today's show is going to be based on taking the excitement that you have defined for yourself, that you have applied consciously and deliberately, through being a deliberate thinker and a deliberate action taker, and leveling up. Now, the collective consciousness of our planet has reached a state of acclimation to this being the new norm. The isolation, the social distancing, the wearing, is what another great speaker by the name of Ralph Smart. You guys can check him out on YouTube and Instagram, but it's mostly YouTube is his main platform. He has a lot of cool information on there. You know, where he talks about just the core foundations of what's going on. Why are these times happening? There's massive disclosure going on, you know. Why and how and what is the most beneficial aspects of life for us to be fostering, for us to be metaphorically and literally gardening, right? For those of you that have taken the time to read sacred texts such as the Bible or the Torah or the Quran or any great sacred text, you will find the same principles talking about the power of speech, the power of creation for one's ability to manifest and create and attract a life that brings them joy, which through the activation of their own joy allows them to be a vibrational equivalent and magnetize, just like magnets that vibrate at the same frequency or that have opposite polarities will magnetize towards each other. Well, the brain works the same way, and there's a lot of experiments that we've talked about in the past to prove this to be factual. You can feel free to look up some of these experiments. A lot of them are mentioned in the book, by the way, The Intention Experiment by Lynn McTaggart. one of my favorite books of all time. Lynn McTaggart also is a wonderful author, speaker, teacher. Anything she has to share is really great as well. Just for some sourcing of content and to give you guys, you know, some bits of information that you can take upon yourself and invest some of your own time and energy into studying or absorbing if you so choose to do so. So today's show, we're going to dive into it head first. How to foster the excitement. So the previous shows, as I had mentioned, were about getting through the acclimation period. Defining how do I keep my sanity during these times of isolation, social distancing, how do I keep a sense of normalcy? Now it's become the new normal. And now that it has become the new normal, we can start moving energetically our thoughts, our actions into things and events and experiences that cater directly to the things that we have defined for ourselves that excite us. So number one, how do we take that leap of faith into, number one, knowing, okay, this is what excites me. This is what brings me joy, right? I understand I have a family to provide for, or I understand I have myself to provide for, or whatever it may be, whatever your situation may be. And when I say provide for, I'm not just talking about monetarily. I'm saying I have to have a strong mind for those around me, and most importantly for myself, because what I do for myself is going to attract the people around me, right? If we can find a harmonious way to integrate, whether it's for an hour a day, whether it's for 15 minutes a day, whether you are capable of creating a circumstance for yourself where you get compensated for doing what you love to do, and you do it 5 hours a day, no matter what it might be. The timelines are shifting. Now, when I say that, there's a lot of preemptive information that one, it's kind of, for one to fully understand this, it does require at least a very fundamental basis of understanding that we do create our realities through the laws of vibration, the laws of magnetism, the laws of attraction. And we create these realities by focusing on whatever it is that we choose to focus on. We accelerate the vibrational manifestation from it operating in a non-physical dimension to crystallizing here in the physical. So, if you have defined for yourself what excites you, you've already done the hardest part. The hardest and most difficult part of this entire experience is relearning what excites you. As I mentioned earlier, right before we're getting on the show, it's always a great pleasure of mine to just touch base with our amazing program director here at LA Talk Radio. What a bright and beautiful soul. And we briefly started talking about just how, we are getting acclimated to this global circumstance. It's becoming the norm, you know. And it's funny that we briefly touched on that because that was a heavy part of today's show, even before he even knew that that's what we were talking about today. So it was awesome. And yeah, even before I'd even shared with him, you know, oh, that's kind of what we're talking about today. So with being acclimated to this current global state being the new quote unquote norm, this is actually a really great thing because we're moving through the steps of change, right? The classic saying, change is the only constant, right? Or change is the only inevitable. This is very true. Change is the only constant and absolutely is inevitable. Now, what pace your reality or what rate your reality is changing, that's up to you. Through what you put your focus towards. Now, there are people that I've spoken to within the community of, you know, understanding these fundamental laws of law of attraction or laws of magnetism, laws of vibration. You can call it the conscious community, the spiritual community, that is not tied to any religion directly, of course, but still yet, of course, takes all of the sacred texts and teachings and kind of brings them to a centralized overall vision and understanding and concept, which, once again, as I mentioned at the very beginning of the show, is revolving around unconditional love, unconditional support, understanding your ability to create, understanding the power of your speech, the power of your thoughts, and the power of your action, understanding the power of your intention, taking your power back when you feel like something is compromising it. Whether it's something as small as getting in a little tiff with a loved one and it takes your power momentarily or temporarily for as long as you allow it to. And when I say takes your power, you surrender your power to anybody or any circumstance or anything that lowers your vibration. If you are lowering your vibration, when I say lowering your vibration, I mean when you are agreeing energetically and emotionally to get upset or get triggered or get angry at someone or with someone or at a circumstance, you are literally handing your power over on a silver platter. And not only that, but you temporarily pinch the stream. The stream of source energy that is flowing to us and through all of us. The stream of this eternal, limitless, omnipotent, unconditionally loving energy that we have access to at all times, no matter the situation, no matter where you are, no matter who you are, no matter what age, it doesn't matter. We are all operating within a vibrational universe. This is what these quantum teachers have shared. And it's not just the teachings that, it's not just the words. I as an individual would not invest so much of my time and so much of my energy and have it be my life's passion. Truly on a soul level, I believe this is why I chose, this is why my consciousness, my soul, the non-physical part of me, chose to dive deep back into this physical reality and work through the contrasting experiences that this planet has to offer. And we incarnated here on this planet for a very specific time. And if you can temporarily kind of just surrender to that, surrender to the understanding that you have way more power over your circumstance than most people give themselves credit, you can turn your life upside down overnight. And that can be in an extremely positive way or, of course, in a not so positive way, depending on your decisions, depending on what, how, why, who, where you invest your energy, your resources, your time, your thoughts. So today's show, like I said, is refining that excitement, refining, honing in, getting laser focused on taking action, on fueling the tank, metaphorically speaking, which drives that excitement even further and further and further, eventually into a space of where you are so ecstatic and happy just to wake up and live the life that you've created for yourself, because you know that through your power of deliberate focus, you can. Because you know that there actually is nothing at the end of the day that's holding you back except for your own conditions. Hence the unconditional part, right? So as we continue to move into a space of unconditional compassion, as we continue to move into a space of unconditional understanding that our loved ones that we want the best for, that may be struggling at this time, are on their own journey, are on their own path. They're doing their own self-work on levels that we currently could not comprehend, because we're not the ones in their shoes. We are the ones in our shoes. Now, yes, we could, of course, all be sharing a similar experience. And if you are closer in vibration, if two people or three people or a collective group of people is closer in vibrational frequency, if their consciousness is vibrating at a closer proximity, then obviously there will be much clearer and more concise communication and fluidity and flow. You guys will operate together in a much more harmonious manner. But the only way to get to that state is, number one, acclimating to the changes. Because when you are still in a state of acclimation, it cuts you off, or you can never be cut off from the stream. It pinches. It's like I've used this analogy more times than I have fingers and toes. It's like a hose that it has water flowing through it. But you ever pinched a hose? Taking the hose and folded it, and it pinches the stream of water, pinches the flow of water through that hose. Well, that's what anger, frustration, resentment, guilt, envy, sadness, worry, fear, lack. That's what these emotions do to your relationship with the stream, of limitless possibility and limitless potential. Once you've acclimated to the changes, which on a global level, we have absolutely started to do, some more than others, but we are now moving into the state of acclimation. We're now moving into the stage of acclimating to this being normal. And because we have finally moved into the stage as a collective consciousness of acclimating to this being the new norm, we can start to move vibrationally back into harmony with, okay, now that these changes have happened, and now that I know, getting a grasp, or I have a grasp, or I've finally planted the seed to understanding how I'm going to get a grasp, whatever stage you're at, and being okay in this type of situation and learning not just to survive, but to thrive in these types of situations. Now I get to focus on fostering and catering to the things that fuel my heart and my soul, to the things that drive me to wake up every morning Now, if you have children, listeners out there, you already know that's your reason for waking up. The love of your life and the children. To make these people happy. To make our parents happy. To make our lovers happy. To make, of course, the children happy. It's, that's a given. And to also be an example for our children and for our children's friends and for the next generation. If we continue to hold on to fear, the children that are also contributing their vibration to the collective consciousness of this planet way more potently than we give them credit for, they start to get tainted, and they start to, at a very young age, pick up on the worry and the fear of mommy and daddy or grandma and grandpa or whatever the circumstances might be, auntie, uncle, whatever your living circumstances might be, whoever, you know, adopted parents, whatever people surround you will have a direct effect on your emotional state of being. So with that knowing, in conjunction with, or I should say, in harmony with the understanding that simultaneously we cannot change these people, we can assist, we can lead them to the water. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. We can lead them to assisting in understanding maybe where we're coming from or where you might be coming from, or, hey, can you approach me in a calmer way? Do you have the capability of communicating with me in a more fluid, transparent way? And maybe listen a little bit more than speak, or maybe speak a little bit more because I want to know what it is that's on your mind. And when I say I mean we, the person, whoever you might have the relationship with that is having a more difficult time than you are. You are the example for everybody in your reality. That's what I'm getting at. You are the example. So if there's people that you love, and if you have reached a state of consciousness where you are at the brain capacity to actually see, just like, you know, they talk about in the Bible, right? Jesus saw the great in everybody. He saw the light in everybody. He didn't judge anybody. Right? That's the whole, right? What would Jesus do? Well, he wouldn't judge. He wouldn't hurt anybody. He would understand. And that's that faith and that take on that faith. And same goes for the other religions, right? Praying to the deity for health, wealth, happiness, creative expression, joy, whatever it might be. These choices are sculpting and molding and manipulating unknowingly the frequency and the vibration of the people around you. And in return, you're picking up on that. So it's this consistent and ever expanding and ever constant mirror effect where what you put out, you get back. And then what you get back, you react to. And then if you can understand to move out of a reactionary state into an action state where you're not reacting, but acting properly, acting in accordance to your joy, regardless of how a certain circumstance made you feel, that is the example of a deliberate thinker. So now that we've acclimated, it's time to define the excitements. That was a couple shows ago. If you haven't already defined the excitements, let's definitely put some energy into doing that, right? Whether it's a vision board or whether it's just journaling and writing things down, whether it's reading something that's inspiring to you. It's time to pull some inspiration back into your life. We're being asked at this time, this is just the information once again that I am resonating to, that I am in alignment with. We're being asked at this time to surrender our attachments to the things, circumstances, sometimes people, and that's the most difficult one, that are holding us back from completely embracing our full potential. Now, it doesn't mean, I'm going to work on surrendering my attachment to caring about the people that I love most because I am most important and my vibration is most important. No, it's not like that. Although, yes, your vibration is most important. What it's learning how to do is surround yourself with these people. Be with the people that you love. Be with the people that you have to be with. And if there is contrasting experiences, if there is contrasting communication, if there are any displays of contrast, which there is always, every day, multiple times a day, and there will continue to be. When you learn how to act upon your highest joy, regardless of the circumstance, in that moment, as opposed to reacting to a circumstance out of anger due to a condition. That is the difference between operating out of fear. And when you operate out of fear, you attract more fearful people and you hold yourself back from embodying your fullest potential versus acting out of love, acting out of joy, acting out of excitement, acting out of passion, acting out of desire and thrill. And when I say desire, there's a lot of misconception around the word desire. Depending on who you talk to, you know, if you read the Tao, it's all about releasing desire, surrendering desire, not giving in to desire. If you read other texts and other forms of interpretation for what this word desire means, we're referring to, in this sense, just for clarity, when I say desire, I am talking about understanding that you know what you want. I desire this. I understand that in the physical right now, I don't have it accessible to me. I don't have the keys in hand, if you will, metaphorically speaking. I don't have the keys in hand, but I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that each and every single moment of every single day, I'm moving through time and space. And so as long as I focus my thoughts and take action when inspired, the keys will magically appear in my hand. Magically meaning it's going to come from somebody, it's going to be at a perfect place at a perfect time, it's going to be a perfect price, and it's going to be a perfect aligned situation. But you got to let go of the what ifs. You've got to learn to let go of the, ooh, I might be judged by this person if I do this, but this is where my excitement lies. So what's more important? Your fear of judgment or your choice to take action on something that brings you great joy and passion? Hopefully the more potent of the two is your desire to be happy, your desire to act upon your passion. Because we do get caught up. It's very easy to get caught up in worrying about what others are going to think of our decisions. But do you understand? Every single person right now that you are interacting with has their own set of densities that they have to heal, their own layers of the onion in which they need to peel back, and it's not your responsibility. What is your responsibility is maintaining high vibration. And how do you maintain high vibration? You acknowledge what was not working for you, and then you shift into the excitement, the joy, and the passion of what will work for you. And what today's show is about, fostering that energy, gardening that energy, making it palatable, making it tangible. The only way that you get from point A to point B in the quantum realm, meaning the only way you get what you want in life, is by acting as if you already have it, by feeling the vibrational frequency of what it feels like to have it accessible to you in your reality right now. If you can move into that state and stay there for a long enough time, the universe must, absolutely must, yield it to you. The only work you need to do is getting yourself into a vibrational state of allowance, of allowing these beautiful things to manifest. Don't find a reason in the world why you shouldn't have the things that you so desire or that you know will serve you better than the current situation or that you know will add to your current situation. So therefore serve you better. Now, it doesn't mean it could be something small, you know? For example, right now, I'm in the process of looking at an inflatable kayak. Hey, that just sounds fun as a family activity for me and my family. We love the beach. We love the ocean. We love the negative ions from the water. Always have, always will. So we figured, what better time to seize this opportunity of participating in a family act and going kayaking once a week? We live right down the street from the beach. We're very blessed. So we get to do that with ease and effortlessness. That's what we chose to manifest for ourselves. That's exactly what happened. Same with you guys. If one person can do it, so can you. If millions of people can do it, definitely so can you. People think that, you know, you go on Instagram and you see your peers and your friends and they are doing things that you might ask yourself, how did they do that for themselves? Well, maybe they know something. Now, sure, maybe they have resources accessible to them, which makes it easier, of course. Everyone's situation's different. But they were able to be in vibrational harmony enough to manifest it, whether or not they had the resources. There are people that absolutely don't have the resources and still find a way to manifest the things that bring them the greatest joy in life. It's all about what you want, what you feel is best for you. So if you have a passion, let's say you live in a desert area, pick up a dirt bike if you can. You know, you can get a fun tool of transportation, whether it be a little buggy or a dirt bike, just to spin around the dirt and have some fun. Have some fun. You don't need to travel an hour to the beach, 2 hours. If you're not in a beach area, you don't need to do these things. You don't need to go so far out of your way just to have some fun. It's in your backyard, regardless of what your backyard may be. The potential is always vibrating around you. Every single particle within this universe is just vibrating potential. And that vibrating potential is instructed on how, where, what, and when to manifest based off of the relationship you have with it. If you expect something to come, excuse me, once again, excuse the little girl in the background. If you expect something to come, it has to come. And I mean really expect it. I mean like, oh, it's coming. I have no question. There's not a shadow of a doubt in my mind that it's coming. It's like, it's here. Basically, as if like, if you place an order, if you place an online order, right? If you order something from Amazon and you see the tracking and the tracking is there and you've already made the payment, you've made the purchase, it's been deducted out of your account, you know it's gonna arrive. And if for some reason it gets lost in the mail, well, you know that you're eventually going to get it. You know that you have the capability to reach out to the post office to say, hey, I never got my parcel. Here's my tracking number, blah, blah, blah. And it'll show up. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that would be the metaphorical contrast of, that would be the metaphor for a contrasting experience, which would hold you back from surrendering to the belief system that it is already on its way to you. It is in transit and you are in transit. You both are moving towards each other, whether it's a place, person, or thing, or circumstance, whatever it might be. But it must be defined. And as it's defined, the opposite, the aspect that was holding you back from manifesting it in the first place must be acknowledged. This is how you accelerate your joy. You acknowledge the things that have been holding you back from embodying your fullest potential. You give your gratitude for that learning experience. You give your gratitude for being open enough to see so clearly, oh my gosh, I've been thinking this way for so long that it actually inhibited my ability to manifest these things because of something that I was told when I was, you know, 10 years old, whatever it might be, or something that my boss told me last week, something that anybody, my child, my wife, my husband, my co-worker, my whatever. It's in you to make the decision of how you want to focus your energy, when you want to focus it, why you want to focus it, what you want to focus it on, that whole thing. We've been through it a billion times. Here's the thing. You want to live a happier lifestyle. You want to get through this quarantine. You want to get through this circumstance in the global situation, then learn to focus your energy on fostering the garden of your excitement, tending the garden of your joy, right? Tuning out, as for those of you that have babies, right? Babies cry. You can probably get mine in the back, right? It's Sunday. Sundays, a lot of the times we do, you know, mommy, daddy, family time. Her excitement is just hanging out with mommy and daddy, right? So, you hear? We tune it out. We recognize that it's present. We recognize that it's there. We recognize that the contrasting, screeching, and the screech is, once again, when I say screeching, like nails on a chalkboard, it could be anything in your life, anything, not, and a baby screaming is really, it's not nails on a chalkboard. I'm not comparing those two. What I'm saying is the nails on the chalkboard is representative of any contrasting experience, anything that's making you go, ah, anything that's making you cringe, someone not understanding a point you're trying to get across that you're passionate about sharing, that's nails on a chalkboard. someone that is, you know, pointing something out about you that might not be the best quality or trait, and you don't think you have that quality or trait, that's nails on a chalkboard. Tune it out. Understand you're a vibrational equivalent to receiving that information to some degree, for some reason, and then just focus and work on tuning it out by being a deliberate shifter, a deliberate thinker, a deliberate action taker. And soon enough, the neural pathways and the neural nets in your brain will absolutely crystallize into an entirely new matrix, an entirely new fabric of time and space for you to operate in, for you to interact with, in, of. So I thank you guys so much for taking your time to embrace this information. I thank you for having the courage to want to be the best versions of yourself, especially during this time. I honor you, and we at Divine Mind Tribe honor you dearly and love you dearly and support you dearly. And we are here for you. So, I mean, when I say that we are extensions of each other, and I may not know you, but if you take the time to invest your energy into listening to my heart's expression, I value you and I thank you, and I will do the same. I will listen to you. Make sure to email us at divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Once again, that's divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. You can always follow us on our Instagram page at, very hard to remember, Divine Mind Tribe. divine.mind.tribe, but you can just type in Divine Mind Tribe. First one that pops up there. Twitter, Facebook, same thing. You can reach out to us. You can direct message us, chat with us about whatever you want. We're going to be integrating a lot more of what we have to offer through Divine Mind Tribe Radio and LA Talk Radio into the social media platforms. We are creating somewhat of an umbrella of just positive energy, you know, umbrella movements, umbrella organizations of just positivity, of just platforms that people can go to and get information from educated individuals about whatever it is that they might want to learn about. There's always somebody that has some information that you will absolutely benefit from. If you're passionate about learning something, if you're passionate about embracing a piece of information or a topic of information, and you want to reach out to us and you want to ask, hey, do we have any direct contacts for people that understand herbalism, people that understand, you know, how to start a garden? Plants, right? I'm all about this garden thing right now. I think it's a necessity. If you want to learn more about quantum physics, you want to learn more about flying drones, oh my goodness. Our dear brother, Josh, check him out at Momentum Productions. Momentum Productions. He's got thousands and thousands of subscribers on YouTube. And he's a dear brother of mine. He's been one of my best friends since literally I was born. He's a phenomenal light in this world. So whatever it might be, if you're into cinematography, check him out as well. The point is, whatever your excitement is, whatever your passion is, now is the time to do it. No more excuses for why not to follow your joy. If you've acclimated and you can acknowledge the things that have been holding you back, then you can take a step back, process the contrasting experiences, and move forward with investing your time, energy, resources into creating the things that make you happy and excite you. Foster the garden of your excitement. The time is now, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to Divine Mind Tribe Radio. I'm your host, Dave. I love you guys dearly. I appreciate you dearly. Once again, feel free to email us anytime at divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at Divine Mind Tribe, Twitter, Divine Mind Tribe, and of course, Facebook, Divine Mind Tribe. Love you guys so much. Thank you for being high vibrating individuals, and thank you for having the courage to heal yourself as you heal the entire planet in return and everybody that you have the pleasure of interacting with. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. We'll see you next Sunday. Keep a high vibe. Mwah. Peace.